Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only Deborah Joy Winans, who will be portraying her real-life aunt, Cece Winans, in the arena stage show here called Born for This, the BB Winans Story. Thank you so much for joining us, Deborah.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I talked to your uncle, BB, who this is all based on. I talked to him just a few seconds ago, and he was saying that this production started out in Atlanta, right? And then now you're bringing it to arena stage. Tell me,
that's correct.
Yeah, how did you first get involved with it? Because it's a really cool thing that you're getting to portray your relative here.
Yeah, it's really, really quite a role for me. It's been very humbling and amazing to be a part of this. And I got involved when they did their very first workshop for it back in 2013. The director, Charles Randolph Wright, and my uncle, BB, were looking to do the workshop just to hear it and see how it works, see what they like, see what they didn't like, and ask me if I would be a part of it.
That's so great. Now, you've played Cece before, though. You've played her in, I remember Angela Bassett directed a TV movie called Whitney about Whitney Houston.
Yes.
And you played Cece in that as well. So was it easy to make the jump to this? Or, you know, have you tinkered with the idea of, you know, the role a little bit? Have you perfected it a little since then? Or how does that work?
Well, yeah. I mean, the TV movie, I was literally on there for like 2 minutes.
Okay.
So it's not, it wasn't really anything where you had to learn who Cece was and you had to get her made. It wasn't anything like that. It was simply, seeing Whitney at an award show.
Oh, okay.
So this, for me, being her and Born for This has really, really stretched me. There's a lot of singing as it is a musical. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that was challenging for me because I didn't sing very much before this. And so really kind of honing that singing craft and trying to learn different things that she does that I can do, because there's quite a bit that she does that I cannot do because Cece is Cece for a reason.
Yeah.
So it's, I think playing her in this capacity has really, really, really been an honor, and it has stretched me completely.
Take me into some of, you mentioned, you know, obviously this is a musical, so take me into some of the songs. Is there one that gives you goosebumps every night? Or the easy answer is you just say they're all my favorite, but I'm not gonna let you get away with that. You gotta pick one or two, or just go through a couple of the songs for me so our listeners have an idea of what you're singing about.
Well, the music is really, really beautiful. My uncle wrote several new songs for the musical, but there's a few songs that people will know as soon as the music starts playing.
Right.
There's Tomorrow, which is sung by the Winans, which my dad is a part of that group, and my dad actually wrote Tomorrow.
Wow.
There's The Question Is, certain songs that come on that I've known since I was a little girl. There's just something about them that they're timeless and they're amazing. When I hear them, it's like, oh, that's a good song. but there's so much music in this show and so many beautiful songs. I love hearing my brother sing. I love the title track, Born for This.
Mm-hmm.
Which my brother sings, and he sings it very, very well. There's a lot. You just got to come see it. There's so much music.
Oh, we can't wait. So it's a little bit of a jukebox musical, but also a lot of new stuff as well. I gotcha. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So your brother is Juan. He plays BB.
Yes.
Tell me what it's like working on stage with your brother. Do you guys have like a little, you know, in real life, do you guys finish each other's sentences? How close are you guys? And has this like brought you closer?
Definitely. We're already very close. My parents kind of raised us to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Never really any competition, just always supporting one another. And so we've always been close. And when he came to do the second workshop, I thought of it as just a week where I got to hang out with my brother. And then as we began to work, it just felt right. And I never thought I would get to work with him in this capacity. He's such an amazing singer, Grammy-nominated artist. And so being able to share the stage with him is really, really the biggest joy for me. It's a blessing. I thank God for it.
Definitely. How, take me sort of into just the your whole Winans family, you know, legacy. Look back, because I know the story explores this too, but just speak to sort of how BB and Cece, your aunt and uncle, how they helped integrate, you know, television and televangelism even, you know, explain sort of their, you know, maybe a lot of people don't even know the importance of them on with Jim and Tammy Faye Baker on the TV network, but explain sort of how they helped sort of, you know, help our whole march to civil rights here.
They were, Jim and Tammy Faye Baker were a huge part in kind of making BB and Cece who they are. I don't want to give away too much because I want people to come and see the show, but I learned a lot about that part of their life in doing this show. Mm. You know, growing up, you just see them as your aunt and your uncle or your parents. And when I got older, I started to realize and see the effect that they had had on music, the effect that they had had on people. And then when I got to this musical, I learned what it took for them to have that effect. I learned all the things that you went through back in the 80s in North Carolina, in Pineville. You know, just the things that they endured and how they got through and how they became who they are, which is really quite an amazing story. And Jim and Tammy Faye Baker had a huge effect on how they became who they are, and they will credit them with their career to this very day.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sort of tiptoeing around it, because we don't want to spoil the play for everybody, but okay, cool. And take me into working with Charles Randolph Wright. We talked to him, when did I talk to him? Oh, he came with Berry Gordy for Motown the Musical when it was doing its national tour.
Nice.
What a smart dude that guy is. Talk to me, because he co-wrote it with BB, and then he also directs it. What's it been like working with him as a director?
Oh, he's amazing. Charles is he's very unique in being able to co-write this and direct it and be able to see where it needs to go. He's just brilliant. He's really, really brilliant, and he's a great actor's director. He understands where he wants you to go, and he knows how to get you there without giving everything to you. He allows you to find it in your own way. Mm-hmm. And it's just beautiful working with him.
In working with him sort of as the actor-director relationship, what do you think has been sort of like the biggest... What's like the biggest surprise that you learned about your aunt? You know, that maybe you didn't know just knowing her as your aunt, you know, you didn't realize, but after having inhabiting her, what did you sort of learn about her as a person? it's a tough question.
That she's the same. That the way I see her now, that's the way she was when she was 15.
Wow.
She's always been very just, she loves the Lord. She's into living her own life the way she sees it, you know, in the Word, and she's the same. The things that I thought about her growing up and thinking, oh, Auntie Cece's this and she's that, she was like that before. That's what I learned from working with Uncle BB and just kind of delving into their lives when they moved to Pineville at 15 and 17. He said, oh, no, she's been like that. That's not new. She's been, you know, always praying, always in church, always talking to the older women of the church and just, you know, always kind of wise beyond her years and always focused on how to live right and how to do right. Like, that's been who she was since she was a little girl. I said, really? You don't grow into that? He said, I guess she grew into it when she was young. So... You know,
or she was born for this.
Who she is now is who she was. Yeah. And I think that's beautiful to me.
That's awesome. Are you, just talking to you and BB, you know, you both sound like pretty spiritual people. Our listeners, if they show up to the show, is it sort of a spiritual experience watching the musical?
It can be, but I also think it's an inspirational experience.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a coming of age story, and I think it allows people to walk away with a sense of purpose, with a sense of kind of picking up on those dreams that they sort of let go because they just didn't think it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
A sense of hope. I think you just leave inspired to do something more, you know, especially if you feel like you haven't been doing what you want to do with your life. I think you can walk away feeling like it's possible and to sort of just be inspired to do everything you feel like you've been called to do.
That's so cool. All right. So, wrapping up then, just explain to me how great it's been working at Arena Stage. I mean, it's such a great space right down there by the water, and it's almost, I've had past musicals and actors that come there, they describe it as almost like it is an arena, and it's almost like this lighthouse for social change right there on the water of the nation's capital. But what's your sort of take on it, and how special is it to play at Arena?
It's beautiful. It's my first time here, and I'm delighted to be working there. The staff, they make it great. You know, because the building in and of itself is beautiful, but if the people working in it
right. Are
not good people, then it could make for a very miserable run here at Arena Stage. But everyone is so kind, so thoughtful, just beautiful people inside and out. And so it's really been a blast. We've been here for just a few weeks, and I'm already in love with it. So.
Awesome.
Hopefully I'll get to come back and do another show sometime.
Hopefully the first of many, yeah. We'd love to have you back. But in the meantime, everybody, come check out Born for This, BB Winans' story, and now through August 28th at Arena Stage. Thank you so much, Deborah. It was a blast talking to you.
Thank you for having me, Jason.